presents this unabridged recording of Fluttershy and the Fine Furry Friends Fair, My Little Pony, Friendship is Magic, Book 6. Written by G.M. Barrow and read by Tracy Petrillo. Chapter 1. The Top Hat Funny Cabaret. The local park was a haven of respite and peaceful relaxation for the residents of Ponyville. The leafy trees and little hills covered in soft green grass were perfect for stretching out one's wings, reading a book, or just looking at the clouds above and daydreaming about what shapes the Pegasi in Cloudsdale might make next. A sweet yellow Pegasus pony named Fluttershy lived on the outskirts of town and loved to trot through the park every single day. It was nice to take a break from her busy job as a caretaker of animals, big and small. When she went on her walks, Fluttershy liked to reflect on her life and think about how lucky she was that it was one filled with fun, furry critters, and friends. One day, as she strolled along on her normal route, Fluttershy noticed that something was different about Ponyville Park. There was a jaunty melody echoing across the grass, through the hedges, over the knolls, and under the shade of the tall oaks. It sounded like it was coming from the area near Froggy Bottom Bog. Though Fluttershy had every intention of ignoring the distraction, her pet bunny, Angel, went hopping off toward the noise.
"Oh, okay, Angel," whispered the meek yellow Pegasus.
Angel Bunny had Fluttershy wrapped around his furry little paw. It was hard for her to say no to such an adorable face.
"Let's go see what the commotion is, you curious little dear."
Fluttershy brushed her soft pink mane away from her left eye, spread her wings, and flew after him.
"I'm sure it won't take too long."
In truth, Fluttershy actually wanted to go home for a cup of dandelion tea and a nap with her new litter of kittens, but she wasn't going to ruin Angel's fun. He was only a young bunny and needed plenty of new experiences to grow, in addition to healthy food and weekly tail fluffings. Fluttershy had noticed that lately Angel had been very curious about all the happenings in Ponyville. Just today, Fluttershy had taken him by the Ponyville schoolhouse to visit the fillies and colts during recess. Then they'd gone to the market to see if there were any cherries for sale, and finally to Sugar Cube Corner for a special bunny carrot cupcake made by Pinkie Pie. A busy day by any bunny's standards. Angel arched his head back to marvel at the sight. "What's this, Fluttershy?" his big eyes said. The yellow pony had a special connection with all her animals. She almost always knew exactly what they were trying to convey, whether they could use their voices to tell her or not. Angel was particularly unique, though. Fluttershy could look into his eyes and just know what he was trying to tell her. Most of the time, anyway. Sometimes it took a few guesses.
"I'm not sure what's inside, Angel, but I think I've seen it before,"
Fluttershy replied. The tent in front of them was definitely familiar. It had red and white vertical stripes with a big top in the middle. The triangular yellow flags at the top had the symbol of two hats side by side. Fluttershy scrunched up her nose in polite distaste. It was those swindlers, the Flim Flam brothers again. They weren't very nice ponies.
"We don't want to go in there," Fluttershy said, looking down at Angel. "Do we, sweetie?"
Flim and Flam had made a business out of creating fake get-well tonics and subpar cider. They were always looking for the next cheap way to make a bit off unsuspecting ponies.
"I want to see."
Angel hopped up and down excitedly and forged ahead to get a closer look at the two framed posters near the entrance.
Farnum and Fayley present the Top Hat Bunny Cabaret, they said in big bubbly letters. A picture of a brown rabbit with a very long fur was in the middle. He was wearing a red bow tie and sitting on a black top hat. There was a flag in his paw that said, "Featuring the most talented bunnies in Equestria, plus frogs, rabbits, and ribbits." Angel pointed his paw at the poster and smiled. "Can we go inside?"
"Well, that's not what I was expecting at all," Fluttershy giggled. "I suppose if anything can get my attention, it's cute bunnies."
Angel turned to her and crossed his arms with a pout. Suddenly, he didn't like the idea of Fluttershy paying more attention to other bunnies than to him.
"Don't worry, little love. You're my top bunny."
Fluttershy patted Angel on his downy head and purchased 2 tickets for the show.